Welcome to Talks from the Bible. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But I say, have they not heard? Yes, verily their sound went into all the earth, and their words unto the ends of the world. Romans 10:16-18. Masses of people have heard the gospel of Jesus Christ, but many have not obeyed the gospel. People will choose to hear the gospel without choosing to obey the gospel. The gospel that saves the soul is the gospel which is heard and which is obeyed. But God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you, Romans 6:17. Those who obey the gospel are those who have heard the gospel and believe the gospel. Jesus gave the charge to his disciples, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Mark 16:15-16. The gospel was preached in Jerusalem, where there was a celebration of the Pentecost feast. As Peter preached, Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart, and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? Acts 2:37. The word which they heard gave birth to faith and conviction. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, Save yourselves from this untoward generation. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls, Acts 2:40-41. There was a different response to the gospel which was preached to a Jewish audience in Antioch. It was necessary that the word of God should first have been spoken to you. But seeing ye put it from you, and judge yourselves unworthy of eternal life, lo, we turn to the Gentiles. Acts 13:46. The same gospel was preached in Antioch as had been preached in Jerusalem. The difference in the response was faith. And by him all that believe are justified from all things, from which ye could not be justified by the law of Moses. Acts 13:39. Eternal life comes through the preaching of the gospel and obedience to the gospel. Jesus will come in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. 2 Thessalonians 1:8-9. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.